Did you go to parties that got messy when you were a teenager? I did. Everyone I knew went, and a few became pretty ugly through the evening. But these days, because of mobile phones and social networking, a party can get very big, very, very quickly. And it's a night like this, an evening that begins with a few friends. They look like they're in year 10 or so. You're about to hear a lot more about. The Gathering is a short dramatic film. It's only 27 minutes, but it was carefully researched with Perth High School students, and it was made for that very audience. It's confronting. It shows how badly things can go wrong. Melville City Council, which is a local body just south of the Perth CBD, is one of the commissioners of the film, and Janet Amerigo, Melville's health and wellbeing coordinator, is the executive producer. Hello, Janet.
Hello, Richard.
And Jess Featherby is the party host. Well, at least her character, also called Jess, is. She's a Melbourne-based actor, and she joins us too. Hello, Jess.
Good morning.
I want to start with you, Jess, just to establish your teenage cred, because you've been closely associated with a young woman known as Jemay. Who were you in Summer Heights High?
Yes, that's right. I also played the role of Holly, which was sort of the leader of the cool girls in Summer Heights High, and friends with Jemay.
Right, so you've had a bit to do with manipulative teenage friends.
That's right.
But in real life, you're older and wiser, aren't you?
Oh, I hope so, yes.
All right, well, in The Gathering, in the film that we're talking about, there's a girl called Georgie who is the manipulative one, and here's a taste of what happens.
They're gone.
Yes.
Oh, wait!
If Mum and Dad call, I'm at training. And two friends only, Ali and Chloe. That's it.
It's a girls' night in, Piggy.
The party's arrived!
Oh, my God. Your brother totally delivered. How are we even going to drink all this?
Oh, but honey, that's the whole point of a party, isn't it? Get pissed and get laid.
George.
So have you actually done it yet?
Let me explain. This is Chloe, and this is you. And this is doing
all right, it. Right, I get it enough.
Who are all these people?
You just need another drink.
It's Cooper, don't be pissed off, but I think I need your help.
Well, Janet Amerigo, I'll come to you now as executive producer. That the film tells what is a dark story, becomes a dark story. There's lots of drunkenness. We've got a taste of it there, I think. There's gate crashes, there's violence, there's sexual assault, though that isn't shown, I should add. And ultimately, there's a death. Was there a risk in this that teenagers, who this is made for, would go, oh, yeah, as if?
Well, we've spoken to a large number of young people about the scenario, and their comments are, gosh, that wouldn't happen in one party, but that wasn't our intention. Our intention was to highlight all the potential dangers that can happen when an excessive amount of alcohol is consumed at an open house teen party where there's no supervision, and basically highlight the fact that any one or combination of these events can happen in an unsupervised environment where there's lots of gate crashes and an abundance of alcohol. And once you explain that to them, they certainly identify a number of elements there. And whilst, fortunately, the outcome of the young person dying at the end isn't a common occurrence, potentially it can be if young people aren't looked after. Mm. And we know that just from evidence, about 5 young people die each week as a result of alcohol-related injuries. So it is very real, and it really draws attention to the fact that they need to look about strategies for keeping safe, basically.
Watching the film, I watched it yesterday afternoon, and the thing that struck me, and it is of course a long time since I went to teenage parties, was that it got so big so fast with so many kids and other young people that essentially Jess and her mates didn't necessarily know. And this is because of mobiles and I suppose the social media. And interestingly, Janet, this morning there's a story that a 15-year-old girl in Sydney, amazingly called Jess actually, put a party invitation on Facebook and it went viral. And she, again, went worldwide. In fact, she got 150,000 replies. The party was called off. Police were on standby in case a whole lot of people turned up anyway. It's how big it can get, so how quickly it can become out of control, that was that, I suppose, the revelation for me.
Oh, look, absolutely. And, I mean, when you look at how many friends young people would have on their Facebook pages and how quickly word gets out and how a lot of young people are looking for somewhere to go. So as soon as somebody hears about a party, then they pass it through their networks. And within a matter of minutes, you could have hundreds of young people realising there's an open house party in a certain location. And they're mobile. They can travel.
Mm. Jess, if I could come to you, you're not a teenager anymore, but it's a recent memory for you. This everybody's going idea, where that's what everybody's going. So there's that, I suppose, that tendency to feel if you're not going, that you're completely missing out.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I think I can say, I suppose after sitting back and having the chance now to look at the final film, I think the thing that really does hit me is how absolutely realistic that is and how possible it is for a party like that to just totally get out of control. And and it is that sort of situation. Everybody's going, fear of missing out, just peer pressure, I suppose, it comes down to as well.
Yeah, and your character, Jess, she's the hostess of the party, and she's actually a fairly together, responsible sort of girl, and she tries to do the right thing, but she wants to be cool too. She wants to get the approval of people.
That's right, absolutely. And I think that's probably a situation that comes up a lot. She starts out probably having pretty good intentions. She sort of just wants to have a pretty fun night in with her girlfriends and yes, maybe have a couple of drinks, but by no means did she think it was going to get to that sort of point.
I thought it was very interestingly done, the way she's quite resistant to having too much to drink at first. And then eventually she's persuaded. She does. She's basically, they do the skull thing on her, and she does skull a large glass of God knows what. And after that, of course, her barriers are down. So she then drinks more later. So it's that first decision to have too much that is the key one.
That's right. Yeah.
If I could come back to you, Janet, from Melville City Council, it's unusual, isn't it, for a council, for a local body, to be funding a feature film.
Look, it is. But we produced a number of years ago another film project, which was called Six Mates, Six Stories, and it was basically highlighting the challenges that adolescent boys face. And it was such a powerful and effective engagement tool that we'd also identified teens and alcohol consumption as being a priority in our health and wellbeing plan. It mirrors the national and state priorities, and it seemed logical to use film as a medium again to engage young people and really increase their awareness of the harms associated with consuming alcohol. And film is such a powerful medium because young people will watch it, they're engaged by it, so immediately you've got their attention, and then you can start to dissect the characters and get them to think about the choices that they would make in those situations.
Mm. They're sober when they're watching this party rather than...
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
On Life Matters today, my guest, Janet Amerigo, she's the Health and Wellbeing Coordinator for the City of Melville, which is near the Perth CBD, just south of it, actually, and the executive producer of this film, The Gathering, which is only 27 minutes, but it packs a lot in. It's got a lot of impact, believe me. Jess Featherby, the actor who plays a character called Jess, she's with us too. But right now I'm talking to Janet. Young men do not come over too well in this film. There's lots of crude and pretty immature talk about girls and getting them to do it. And the thing watching, from 30 years after that I feel is that, actually very few of them have done it. But there's so much bravado going on.
Yes, definitely. And that's another thing that we do want to highlight in terms of that bravado and that peer pressure from the mates to sort of have sex and put pressure on just in terms of relationships, actually. But when you do drill down, there's a reasonable balance in there. There's a couple of boys that do seem quite derogatory. Mm. And there's probably just one ringleader who just manages to sort of to spread that out in between his friends. But when you actually do start to delve in the characters, there's probably about three young guys that all have got their heads screwed on and actually are respectful and they do come through. It's just that the dominant character really is the one that's manipulated all his friends. So this is another point of discussion for young people, to talk about respectful relationships, and it really highlights those dangers of sort of being in a compromised position where you've had too much to drink, and of course there were pills taken within that scenario too. And does that in fact influence people's normal behaviour? Well, of course it does.
Of course it does. Jess Weatherby, there's the good-hearted Cam, who's actually Jess's love interest, and he arrives late and he realises what's going on and he tries to restore some order, but by then he really doesn't have much of a chance. Have you been in that situation where you've actually been the one to try and get everything or keep everything on track with a bunch of other people who have other ideas?
I think I've certainly been in those sort of party situations where absolutely you can see things getting out of control. But I think, it's definitely important to note that it's going to take a lot more than one person, and that's definitely evident in the film. When Cam, you see him try and do all the right things with Jess, try and put her to bed, lie on her side, come back and check on her. But unfortunately, there are other things happening at the party that he has to go and take care of, and there's no one there that's really responsible apart from him. So unfortunately, even if you are in that situation and you can relate to the Cam character, it's probably pretty hopeless unless there's a few people in that situation.
Yes, indeed. Did you have a good adolescence?
I think I did. I can definitely look back on my adolescence fondly, but I think I can probably honestly say that most teenagers would at some point in their lives be exposed to this sort of situation. Mm. And whether or not, they then choose to associate themselves, and put themselves in that situation again. But, it's definitely something, that I have experienced, and I would say most teenagers have.
Yeah. Janet, I'm thinking as I listen to Jess, and I'm thinking, 30 years ago for me, of seeing some of the things I saw, some of the things which I actually just thinking about before the show, I was gripped by how much they still affected me. But most of us get through this okay. This film, though, might give some kids a few more smarts.
Yes, and look, that's the intent. The intent really is to increase young people's awareness of the harms associated with consuming alcohol, and also give them strategies to be able to, make decisions about how to sort of get the best outcome in a situation, and definitely look after the mates. And just, before you go on a night out, think about, what you want to happen, and also empower young people not to drink, because I think there is a lot of pressure on young people to drink, but, it needs to be a choice thing. And I think the more we depict drunkenness as undesirable, then hopefully it will make them realise that, to go out on a night with the objective of getting incredibly drunk probably isn't going to have good outcomes. So it's really opening their eyes and maybe giving them that wisdom of hindsight of what can happen if we don't, look at those strategies to keep safe.
It's certainly a powerful film. Thank you both of you for joining me today.
Pleasure. Thanks, Richard.
The Gathering is Janet Amarega, who's the Health and Wellbeing Coordinator for the City of Melville in Perth and Executive Producer of The Gathering, and Jess Weatherby. She plays a character called Jess, who's the hostess of The Gathering in the film. And the film is being made available free of charge to schools in some areas of Perth, but it can be bought by schools in other parts of the country too. We'll have details on the website, and you'll find that we have a link to a trailer there as well, I think. Don't go away. Next on Life Matters, Mia Friedman on everything from why technology is crucial in our modern lives to the trend towards male body, manscaping, I think it's called. I kid you not.